When crazy people do crazy shit, we'll tell you about it first. This is True Crime Today from the Dark Side Up. Sometimes people go on a mission. A mission. To be known for something. Many strive for good. Many strive for achievements that will help better the world, those around them. Some, well, they seem to want an achievement that's a little darker. But still, almost all the time, more notorious and well-known than those positive achievements in our world. Such may have been the case for Vicky White and Casey White, who, according to the sheriff, wanted a shootout with law enforcement. Guns a-blazing, going down in a barrage of bullets. Well, that's not quite how things worked out. Such was the case for the modern-day Bonnie and Clyde that just wasn't so smart or successful. How exactly did they get caught? Well, according to News 19, someone knows. There were clues in the manhunt for an escaped Lauderdale County inmate and corrections employee that finally came to an end. And thanks part to a man who works at an Indiana car wash and tipped off investigators. James Stinson noticed a suspicious truck at his car wash in Evansville, Indiana, sticking out of one of the bays last Tuesday. I noticed the car hanging out of the bay, which was unusual. Kept sitting there. Every time I left to come back, the truck was still there. He alerted authorities about the unusual sighting on Wednesday. Then I walked right up to the truck and went, "Oh my God, it's probably the guy from Alabama." I walked and looked in the trunk because I think he could be dead. Passed out, who knows? I backed up. I opened the door. The keys are in it. I started up. I Googled the local police department number because I didn't want to call 911. I sent out a cop. Cop says, "Well, there ain't nothing I can do. It's not reported stolen." He ran the plates. Then he left and came back. He looked at it again. Found a gun lock in the seat and said, "Oh my God, there's a gun lock, but there ain't no guns around." So he left. He just said, "Do what you gotta do. I towed it," Stinson said. Vincent decided to have the car towed Wednesday. Sunday, he ended up being contacted by the U.S. Marshals Service about the truck, which is when he checked his surveillance footage to find a man matching Casey White's description behind the truck at the car wash. His officials and officers told him the authorities were on their way, but that they didn't show up until Monday morning. Fast forward to Monday afternoon when authorities in Evansville tracked the duo to a hotel. They took off when the chase was on, with U.S. Marshals and the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office in pursuit of the Alabama fugitives. The case ended in a rollover crash with both suspects in custody. I was glad it's over and nobody got hurt. I was more concerned about one person trying to confront them. It took a team, and I'm glad it ended this way, Stinson said. The guy has nothing to live for. He's dangerous. Any one of us could have said something wrong and he would have went off. I could have gone on for him, leaving the car in the wash bay, but I chose not to. Stinson said it's important for the message of if you see something, say something. It's that message that has action behind it. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton could not be more thankful for. Investigators retrieved several firearms from the vehicle, including handguns, semi-automatics, and an AR-15 rifle inside the car. Any one of the weapons could have been used to ambush our officers while they were attempting to catch a murder suspect, Welling said. The sheriff added he said he was going to have a shootout at the stake, them both losing their lives. At the motel, officials located multiple wigs. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today from the Dark Side of. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay safe out there.